Hey everyone, welcome to The Withering Effect, episode 48. Today's date is June 8th, 2020, and I am Duds, or Duds versus none to the rest of the interwebs.
And I am Jimbo, you may know me as JimboSlice23. So how's your week been so far, Duds?
Absolutely crummy.
Oh, well, that's bad to hear.
Weren't expecting that, were you?
No, I didn't expect that at all.
I'll start with a little bit of non-Minecrafty stuff. So I've kind of mentioned it in the, I think, Patreon post show last week. My phone's absolute garbage right now. The battery, I have to charge it about 3 times a day to make it through the day. And the screen randomly turns off whenever I'm looking at it.
Hmm.
So, yeah, awesome. My plan has been to kind of wait till July 4th, because usually in America there's some sales for stuff, usually expensive stuff like cell phones. So I'm like, just hold out till July 4th. You're like a month away, and then you can try to get yourself a new phone. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy one of those battery pack charger cover things for my phone. I had one before. It ended up dying because it's constantly being used. So I just never used another one. I was like, you know what? I like that one before. I'll get one with a bigger battery this time, though, and it'll hold me out till July where I can get a new phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered one from Amazon. I ordered the bigger battery that was going to be here next day. Well, they didn't ship it till next day. And it's not like one of those I waited till 9 p.m. to order the case. So obviously it just got pushed to the next day. It was, I ordered it at 7 a.m. And for some reason, they still didn't bother shipping it all day.
Yeah.
But I was like, whatever, most stuff's 2-day shipping on Amazon, no big deal. So it finally comes on Thursday. I open it up, rip the plastic off, open the box up, go to put it on my phone. Notice that the cover is about the size of a small tablet. What the heck? I look at the box, and it's for like a Google Plus something. I was like, what the heck happened here? And then I look at the plastic wrapper. The label they put on the plastic wrapper says Samsung S8. And I was like, no. Because, so what they did, they shrink wrapped the box and then put their own label over the box label.
Huh. Amazon did this.
No, I think it was the seller.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to blame Amazon for this. I think it's the seller.
So it doesn't work with your phone?
Yeah, seller, hey, you sent me the wrong one. You've got a mislabeled packaging. You might want to check that. Can I get another one? And it was like, yeah, sure. Here's your refund. Send us the old one back. Or not a refund. Here's your new one. It'll be here next day at shipping. Like, okay, awesome. Well, they again waited a day to ship it. So it was really 2-day shipping.
Hmm.
1 day to wait and then next day shipping. So I get it on Saturday. Open it up. Look at the plastic label. Galaxy S8. Okay, good. Take the plastic label off. Samsung J7, blah, blah, blah. I go, okay, well, my phone's a Samsung. Maybe this is just Chinese wording for Galaxy S8. Open the box up, and it's again for some kind of giant plus phone that does not fit my phone.
Jeez.
Like, even the camera holes don't line up.
What the heck?
And I'm just like, what is going on? Well, a not friendly conversation ensued with me trying to get my refund back. Because at this point, I'm not asking for another case because they can't send me the correct case. Amazon stepped in. Finally, I'm getting my refund, but I'm not going to get my refund until they receive the 2 cases they've sent me. And I'm just like, fine, whatever. So at this point, I'm not getting any case. I'm just holding out for July. And that's it. That's phone-wise what I've been through this week, which is a bit of annoying.
Yeah.
But Amazon had my back, so I'm not going to talk bad about them. But other than that, when it comes to actual Minecraft in my own survival, I spent a lot of time in that spider grinder one day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to say I spent half a day just in there watching Star Wars and smacking spiders. And I'll tell you what, if you can get a Bane of Arthropod sword and looting and with sweeping edge, that's it. Jeez, the words. It's actually a decent farm. I've got an iron sword with mending, looting, sweeping edge. And I'm like one-hitting a ton of spiders. And I'm just like, you know what? This farm that I said was actually horrible is pretty good. Not going to complain.
What level of the Bane of Arthropods you got on it? Like the top Bane of Arthropods 5?
I think it's just 4. Maybe five. I have to look. I had to combine two swords to make it.
Yeah, I don't think you need five, really, to put a critical hit on him.
I'm not really sure, but I definitely
That's good to know.
As much as I'm going to regret saying this, as much as I hate Bane of Arthropods, I really want a couple more of enchantments like that, that may be mob-specific to weapons.
Yeah, that could be something to bring up later on, maybe on a different show, you know, some enchantments to improve, new enchantments wouldn't be bad.
But I've done some piddling around in my own survival, not a crazy amount for an episode, but yeah, part of the way through the episode, I'm hitting a couple snags because I don't want to start a really large project with pre-release 1 and 2 coming out, but I still want to be making content, so I'm trying to find a happy medium. So it's basically a lot of little things that are happening next episode instead of this is what I'm building, so focus on the build style thing. But what about you? How about your week?
I didn't have a bad week, unlike yours. You know, it's been okay. I do want to announce my wife has picked a dog name.
Nice.
Now, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I asked the server to give me some dog names, and my wife would look at them and see what she liked, and she was shutting them down left and right. They threw them at us, and she was just shutting them down. She didn't like any of the names, really, that people were giving her. A couple here and there, but she found some names she really liked, and we had a vote. And the name that won is Toby.
Nice.
So we're going to name our Golden Retriever boy, Toby. I really like that name.
I do, too. That's the one I voted for.
Yeah. I like Simon, actually. I don't know why I like Simon. I told her that name, and she liked it, and that's why we put on the vote. But, I do like Toby, too. And I'm a Naruto fan, so I'll probably call him Obito just for fun. But, yeah, I am going to have pictures up. We're going to get him Wednesday evening, so stay tuned for some puppy pictures, some adorable puppy pictures Wednesday.
Nice.
But besides the puppy and the name, I did play some Minecraft, and I've been playing the single player world for a week or so, on and off, and I wanted to stop playing if I died, and I died. deep in the nether. And one thing I want to point out, I was all over this nether. It's a nether update. I wanted to be in the nether to explore it. And I know you're saving that for the season to really, you know, get your thoughts and opinions out then. But
yeah,
I wanted to check it out and just to see what it was like. And I did not find a fortress. I was in there for hours. I did not find a nether fortress one time. No nether fortress. I found 6 bastions. And the one bastion that I found really, really deep, it had piglins all through it, or hoglins all through it. And this was a nether waste biome. This wasn't a crimson biome where they spawn, which I didn't know they could do that. I don't know if that was a bug. It was before the pre-release I did this. Maybe it was fixed. I didn't see it on a bug track or anything. But yeah, there could be hoglins in these bastions, just letting you guys know, because I had that issue.
Well, that's supposed to be their home.
In the bastions? The hoglins? Not the piglins, the hoglins.
Okay, never mind. I didn't realize you were saying hoglins. I thought you were saying piglins for some odd reason.
Yeah, well, I said piglins at first, but yeah, this was the hoglins. And usually they, you know, they're in the crimson. But yeah, they were all in this bastion. And I got bombarded, man. There's a ton of them. I could not make it out. And I had diamond armor on. It wasn't enchanted diamond armor. I did have a gold armor on. You need one piece of gold to make it through the nether. So I did have one piece of gold. But yeah, they do a lot of damage. So beware of that. I don't know if that's a bug or not, but yeah, there could be hoglins in a bastion in a nether waste biome. So that was my Minecraft experience this week. And yeah, I'm done with that. Just waiting on Ripple 3 like yourself, and I'll be getting prepared for that. But that's about it for my week.
But let's go ahead and move on to the news. We've got pre-release 1.
Yes.
It says, added new fabulous graphic screen option. Uses per pixel blending layers for some transparent elements. Did not know about that. And when I watched the videos about the pre-release, I didn't see any differences.
No, me neither.
So maybe I'm going to need a closer look to tell. Some of the changes. You can now milk cows and mushrooms in creative mode. You can now get stew for mushrooms in creative mode. When you use an empty bucket of water on water in creative mode, you now get a bucket of water. Added game rule universal anger, disabled by default, which makes anger neutral mobs attack any player nearby, not just the player who angered them. We're going to have that off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Zombified piglins no longer attack innocent bystanders, and zombified piglins stop being angry if the targeted player dies nearby. Sorry, I was trying to read that quickly just in case the motorcycle came by through, but these seem like small, simple changes that I'm pretty happy with. It doesn't seem like another big rendering change, which always worries me because people really rely on Optifine. So every time they do a rendering change, it takes Optifine a long time to tweak their bugs and stuff. Granted, Optifine's like one guy working his butt off, so not saying bad about Optifine, but like they're still not even out of 115 yet. Or not 115, 114. They're on pre-releases for 115. So
yeah,
the fact that 116 is in pre-release now, it's like, uh-oh, they're going to be an update behind.
Yeah, it does look like those two changes you just meant, they are toggleable. So you can enable them and disable them. So that's good to know. It's good to have.
Yeah, definitely the forgiving a dead player will help a lot. I don't know how many times I've been killed in the Nether by zombie piglins. Or not piglins, but pigmens at the time. And you come back to get your stuff and they're still mad at you. And it's like, you've already killed me. I learned my lesson.
Right? It's like, I know that guy. It's like they got your poster in their bastion.
It's that Duds guy again. Get him!
This guy's banned. If you see him, get him on site. We got a reward. You like got a wanted poster.
Yeah. Get the one that'd in the be, tie, too.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they attack everyone else. So that's good to know. Mm-hmm. Better you than me type of deal.
Plus now when someone attacks a piglin or whatever, we can all just sit back and laugh. We don't have to worry about running for our lives also.
Right. It's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Which also mean you could help another player who's under attack, because if they're attacking that one player and you step in and you start picking them off and they kind of get mad at you instead of that other player, then you could, as the player running away, attack the piglins back and kind of bounce them back and forth between you as a way to whittle them down.
Yeah. Then they'll all be aggro, both of you guys, right? Both of us.
It's a lot easier two on 40 than one on 40.
Yeah, it's true. Good point. We do have pre-release one tech changes also. It says here, smithing recipes can now be added or changed through data packs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Game will now detect critical data pack issues like missing required tags and prevent world from being loaded. World generation customization can now be added in data packs. Data nice. Packs can now be selected before world created. Copy world option will also copy data packs present in world in source world.
Nice.
Yeah, these are pretty good so far. Packs can now be dropped directly in data pack and resource pack selection screens. Pretty useful. Uh-huh. Data packs can now contain dimension type and dimension folders with world generation and dimension settings. Plus, over 90 bug fixes.
The dimensions, the fact that you can add dimensions now through data packs, I got the feeling it's going to be big.
Yeah.
Somebody somewhere is going to be taking advantage of that really well. It's kind of like the April Fool's prank was just a test to see if that's going to work. And they realize, hey, it does work. So we're going to put it in the game. And somebody somewhere is going to take advantage of that and make a really cool world out of it. I could already see several SMPs saying, hey, we're going to have the overworld, we're going to have the nether, we're going to have the end, and then we're going to have another world where it's just mining.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need to destruct an entire world, instead of going 12,000 blocks out like Hermitcraft and stuff do, it's like, go to spawn town, hit a button, now you're in the mining world, you can destroy that one all you want, and bring your resources back.
Oh my god, you won't even have your own location, you can have your own world now. On an SMP.
That's true.
that would be insane. Yeah. That'll probably definitely get take advantage of. Now the April Fool's thing, those worlds kind of got a little ridiculous. I know people would make it a lot more playable than those, but yeah, I like that. Never thought of it like that, but that should be pretty cool. Oh, and other news. Pre-release 2 is out also. Right after it, immediately, there was a lot of world crashes they had to fix, and that's mainly where pre-release comes into. Just the bug fixes on the world crashes so far. And just to note, pre-releases can be released any day, not just Wednesday, so just keep an eye out for the next pre-release.
I mean, they straight up, pre-release one was deleting the Nether folder in a lot of
Yeah,
worlds.
it's pretty bad.
Another thing I want to talk about, the world dimension stuff, what you could do that could be really cool. Say you're playing on an SMP and you want to play on an Amplify world, but half your SMP doesn't. Well, now you can have two worlds, so you can have an amplified version. I think that would be really fun to do, because I've always wanted to play on an amplified world, but it'd be really nice to be able to do something like that.
Yeah, and you're gonna need someone that's familiar with these data packs to figure that all out, unless you like to get the feel of it yourself. But I'm not familiar with that stuff. If I were to do that, I'd have to have someone else look into it for me.
I've barely scratched the surface, and it is a lot of tough coding for me.
Yeah, I think that's it for the news.
Yeah, do we want to get on to listener comments?
Yes, that we have a comment from J-Man last week. He mentioned, do you guys think of the controls? What do you guys think of the controls for dungeons?
There you go. It took you a couple times.
I don't know why I miss what right there, plain as day.
This happens every time we record. Like, working up to the show recording, we talk just fine. The second we hit the record button, mouth and brain do not communicate anymore together.
No, it's like they're not on the same face.
But anyways, the controls for dungeons. The only reason I have not bought dungeons is the controls. I think
Really?
Dungeons is a super fun game. I had so much fun playing the beta. I'm so glad someone gave us the stream key. I think that was High Hopes. So I had a ton of fun, but the click to go stand on this place, click to go stand on this place, click to go over to fight this guy. There was a lot of clicking, and I didn't realize it until my roommate Swabi told me about it. And I was just like, you know what? That is kind of dumb. I was more hoping for a controller feel where I could joystick guys around and move them, and maybe that's an option. I'm waiting on someone to tell me. If I buy this version for like the Switch or the PlayStation or something like that, is it more I can use the joystick to control the guy around? I'm not moving click, moving click, moving click, because that's all that's stopping me from purchasing this game, is I don't want click, 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 click. Like, that annoys the crap out of me.
And with the keyboard, I want to use a WASD, and that's not how you do it either. I don't know if you can go in and fix those controls with the settings, but yeah, same thing. You got to use the mouse and you got to click where you go. You can't hold the left button down, but that can be annoying too, especially if you're attacking and running. But yeah, I feel the same way. Besides that, I mean, I don't mind the rest of the controls, but yeah, the movement, you're right.
And it's not a complicated movement feature. Like, it's super easy to figure out. It's just a little thing that kind of bugs me. And it's enough for me to go, well, I'm getting ready to start this new season, and I'm pretty well in deep with my own survival. To add another game to that, I'm just pretty much going to be playing for fun. I don't plan on making content unless people are like, make content. And so it'd mainly be fun. I have my Switch set up in my bedroom now, so I can kind of lay in bed and play, which I haven't done since I put it in there. But yeah, so if the movement's different for game consoles, I'll probably pick it up. If not, I kind of doubt it.
Yeah, same here. And I'm really not familiar with the dungeon crawler games in the first place. It was a long time ago since I played Diablo, so all those controls might be similar. That's why they went with those controls. I'm just not familiar with those, but yeah, not too sold on the controls so far. It's a good question though. Thank you, J-Man.
Very much so. Let's get into our Discord ad this week. I try to say this week's ad. This week's Discord ad is from Logical Geek Boy, who will be on the show next week. So now is the time to ask some questions if you're part of our Discord server. But take it away, Logical Geek Boy.
Hi everyone, I'm Logical Geek Boy from Legacy SMP. I'll be joining Duds and Jimbo on next week's show. If you join the Withering Effect Discord right now, using the link in the show notes, you can submit questions for me to answer. Get your questions in by Saturday, June the 13th, and the best ones will be answered by me on the show.
All right. Thanks again, Logic, for making that ad for us. It means a lot that you're willing to come on the show and help us out and do all these little things for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the perks of being on the Discord is you get to vote for Block of the Week. And this week, we asked you to vote in our Discord on the following blocks for Jimbo and I to discuss this week. Your choices were Bed, Cartography Table, and Redstone Torch.
And the winner this week is... Bed, with a runaway result. I'm going to check the votes real quick before we slide into it. 19 for Bed, 8 votes for Cartography Table, and 10 for the Redstone Torch. Torch, I think, would have been difficult.
I don't know. I had a couple ideas for the Redstone Torch, but we talked about smack about how close all the votes have been lately, and then the last two weeks they've been like runaway votes.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of been on the same page. It's like, you shall not guess what we do.
Yeah, usually it's like a fight to see who's going to win. But yeah, every once in a while, everyone's on board for one of them. But I do have some things about the bed. Just some facts. Allows a player to sleep and reset spawn point. Let me start over. Allows a player to sleep and to reset their spawn point to within a few blocks of the bed in the overworld. Crafted
with... You can't say that me typing messes you up reading now, because you typed that up.
I typed that up this time. Yeah, it's just reading in general, I guess. Oh my goodness.
You do have one eye, so.
Yeah, I can't use that excuse. I can see I have one eye. It's all 2D on the screen. It's crafted with any 3 wood planks and 3 wool, depending on the color. Don't believe you can mix and match the colors. If a bed is obstructed, player spawns at the default world spawning location. Beds of various colors generate in village houses. Red beds only spawn in igloos. Can only sleep in bed at night or during thunderstorms. And beds explode if used in nether or end dimensions. Yet villagers can sleep normally in those dimensions.
They're evil.
Didn't know they had those superpowers.
Yeah. So my improvements to the bed. The big one is... I want different bed frames, and I think depending on the wood type you use, you should get a custom bed frame. Now, this means you can't mix the 3 wood planks like you could before. You'd have to use all the same type, just like you have to use the same wool type. So, I'd like to see that. I think that would really cool and really give you a lot of customization because of the like 16 wool colors plus now the like 8 wood type, if you count the nether and stuff, I think.
Yeah.
So.
7. Yeah. No, 8. You're right.
Yeah. You could get some really cool frame designs. So not every bed looks identical anymore, which I really like.
Yeah, that's not bad.
My next one, J-Man also hinted on before I saw it. You mentioned it when we were writing up the show and stuff, that I want to be able to sleep at any point. J-Man had it on like a little timer thing. And I think that might mess up multiplayer world, single player sleeping, for sure. But if you're in a single player world, I think if you go to bed in daytime, you wake up in the beginning of night. If you go to bed at night, you wake up beginning in the morning. But also, to take a little bit from Breath of the Wild, if you're in hardcore mode, meaning your hearts will not regen unless you eat like a golden apple or you're near a beacon or potion of whatever healing... If you sleep in a bed, depending on how long you sleep in the bed, so if you go to bed as soon as night changes, it should refill your health all the way up.
Yeah.
So if you go to bed halfway through the night, it'll refill your health halfway up.
Yeah.
Just some of the ways I would fix beds. The big thing is you get to customize your bed based on the wood color. But I think the other two are little, what do you want to call it? I can't even think of the phrase anymore. Breath of life features that might help, but... Also, multiplayer with the whole sleep during the day problem would be an issue.
Yeah, that'd definitely be an issue.
But I don't think the health thing would be. I think multiplayer servers can use the health regen perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm. You can also go the same way with like hunger. If you sleep, maybe you wake up a little more hungry than when you went to bed.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you got to have breakfast.
Yeah, I'm fine with that because if you're AFKing, I really don't want the hunger to go down. I'm glad they've kind of fixed that over the years because there were some bugs that would cause you to lose hunger and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sleeping in a bed, you should be actually playing, obviously. So the fact that if you go to bed and maybe you lose one hunger stick, I'm totally fine with that. I actually might enjoy that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That kind of moves into our topic. I don't know if you've got any more you want to talk about, if you want to get into the topic.
No, let's go ahead and move forward. I agree with all those different changes.
Okay. So the topic this week was how to improve the survival experience in Minecraft. And we're not talking about adding blocks or anything like that, but fixing survival, adding more quality of life. That's the phrase I was trying to think of earlier, by the way. Quality of life. For survival mode, there's a lot of other stuff that got quality of life updates, like creative mode got the saved toolbars and everything like that. Adventure mode and map making's getting a lot of cool little add-ons for structures and things like that. That jigsaw block and the structure block and all this thing. So how can we bring like little things like that? I shouldn't say little, because some of those are kind of big. But things like that into the survival experience, and it'd be really cool. So, without ado, I'm going to let Jimbo go through all his, because Jimbo's are really good, by the way. So, take it away, Jimbo.
Well, I got four different points I wrote down. My first is, I think animals should be male or female to breed. I think, you know, animals get taken advantage of when breeding. When you breed a villager, it's a lot more difficult to get a baby. You know, you need the bed. You no longer need the workstation. It was a lot more difficult with the doors, but it wasn't, you know, just giving them food and then breeding. And I feel like the animals should have something similar to that. It shouldn't be that easy. Mm-hmm. And this should go with all mobs that you can breed. Should be male and female. Not saying like Endermen, zombies, you know, they can all stay the same sex, but I feel like we need males and females just to make it more, I don't know, realistic. I hate using that word when I talk about Minecraft, realistic, because there's creepers running around. Nothing realistic about a creeper running around. So I don't like using that word, but I think it would improve the survival experience.
I kind of agree with this one. This might be the one that I agree with less. Because Minecraft has made basically every mob's unisex or whatever they say. There's not an actual gender for any mobs. And I've been okay with that. That's not a big problem. I see difficulty in trying to figure out which one's male and female. Are they going to add different textures so you can figure that out?
Yep, that'd be my idea. Make them look a little different to where, you know, you could definitely tell.
It would definitely make a more realistic survival experience. And like you said, I don't like using the word realistic when it comes to survival Minecraft. The big part that you said, or that you haven't mentioned yet, is the longer period for animals to grow, but more food yield per harvest. That's the part I really like. I'm okay with animals taking a little bit longer if I got more food.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's just, I mean, I'm going to use the word again, more realistic. In real life, you know, the animal doesn't grow up in 20 minutes. You know, it takes a while for an animal to grow up to be harvested. And you're not getting us one steak out of a whole cow. Like, let's be real here. Whether you got looting or not, you know, there's a lot of meat in there. And I feel like you should get a lot more for you know, the harvest.
Well, and the good part is you say more food by harvest. I'm picturing, like, even wheat and carrots and stuff. And the best part about if animals take longer to breed now, you still have the ability to feed those animals more food to get them to grow faster. So if you don't want to be patient and wait, you can, hey, grow.
Yeah. I got my next point here. I think we should have seasons. I think seasons should be a thing. I think it would better their survival experience. I don't want to use the word realistic here, but it can be more realistic in that sense. I feel like there shouldn't be a snowy biome yet. You know, maybe the snow mobs and the snow structures can be, you know, at a higher elevation where the snow spawns. It's another thing. Seasons. What do you feel about that?
I really want seasons in Minecraft, but I can see where builders would hate it because, like, well, I chose this biome to make what I have pictured in my head, not to be changed by some otherworldly event. So I agree. Maybe not so much biomes as softening the biomes and softening the seasons. So maybe if you're in a plains biome that's in a plus coordinate, you'll get a autumn season and a spring season. Or if you're in a plus negative, maybe you get an autumn and a winter, stuff like that. So based on the coordinates will kind of depend on your seasons. I don't know. Maybe if you're in a plus, there's just no seasons. It's normal standard Minecraft. It might cause a little bit of issue with people who don't want to travel very far from world spawn. But at the same time, it gives you more different stuff. If I harvest a tree in autumn, those leaves better stay orange the entire time, though, because those are beautiful leaves, and that's the main reason I want some seasons going on.
Yeah, you get a different feel, you know, throughout your experience, and you know, this is, you know, just different survival experiences, just throwing them out there. There is a mod for seasons, by the way. If you want seasons in your world, you can always do that.
There was times last season during Ripple Effect where I contemplated turning my castle area into a full-on snow area because part of it was in the snow and part of it wasn't. And I just kind of never got around to picking and choosing and just left it half and half. But there was a time where I was like, I just wish it would snow here so I could see what it looked like.
Thanks. Yes.
Back to your number three.
Yeah, next point. I feel like you should start to lose air above build limit. As soon as you go up above build limit, it, you know, you're starting to leave the atmosphere at this point. I know you can go 10,000 blocks above build limit. That's okay. But, yeah, I feel like you should lose breath. The enchantments would still work on your gear to help you keep that breath. Maybe if you plan on flying for a long way above build limit, you can take your potion and just go off. But, there's that realistic word coming out again.
We've used that word way too much this podcast.
Yeah, just trying to improve the survival experience, and that would make it a little more difficult.
Yeah, I agree with the losing your breath. My only fear is building above the Nether would have the same effect. Most gold farms are built above the Nether, so I would hate to have to fight through that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think that would be a very cool overworld effect and kind of force players to know their flight patterns and stuff. There is no point in being over build limit in the overworld, period. Once you get up high enough, basically the entire ground disappears and you're just in a perpetual state of fog. So if you could keep that, I don't know, as a kind of a caution thing.
Mm-hmm. Just another survival element to try to avoid. Even if you're at the end game with the Elytra, there's that another element that you still gotta be cautious about.
Yeah.
I got one more point here, and it's pretty cut and dry, simple. Definitely better the survival experience, and that is just better overall graphics. And I feel like the ray tracing in RTX is a great example of that, even if, you know, some people aren't compatible to gain that experience. I feel like everyone should have that experience.
Yeah, I definitely think that's something that should be put in the game. I think they're working their way to that. We see with the last couple updates that they're doing rendering stuff. My only problem is they were doing rendering things in 1.15 and it didn't change anything for me. If anything, my computer got worse on the game. I used to be able to easily hit about 300 FPS and now getting 120, I am lucky. That's using an Optifine mod to help out. I'm using a Ryzen 7 processor. I have a GTX 1070. These shouldn't be a problem. And the big thing you notice when watching videos is frame drops, not so much pixels and all that kinds of stuff. So I tried to cap it out at 60, thinking, well, if I average 120, if I cap it at 60, I'm just going to stay at 60. I'm not going to get any frame drops. But that's not true either. You cap it at 60, your frame drops become even more apparent for some reason, going between 60 to 50. And I'm just like, what is going on? And Minecraft's one of these rare games that I get super sensitive watching. If there's any kind of frame dropping, is there any kind of lag, for some reason it just makes me sick and I get a headache and stuff. And Minecraft's the only game that does that. So I'm constantly trying to perfect my visuals in this game. And so every time I hear that, hey, we're working on visual effects and stuff, I get excited. But then I remember, well, it hasn't made anything better for me now. It's just kind of made it worse. So I get a little worried because even the Optifine mod's not super effective for me anymore.
Well, there's an improvement for a better experience. No lag, period. Doesn't matter. I know this is, I'm pushing it right now. Definitely push it. Mm-hmm. No frame drops, no lag. Everyone has a smooth experience. Doesn't matter what redstone's around you. Doesn't matter who's building what, no lag. Boom.
I can understand lag in the game, and there are ways to defeat some lag in the game, especially player-based lag. You should not have 200 sheep in a pen. Just saying.
True. Yep.
But if I cap my frames at 60, and I'm still getting frame drops down to the 50s, and by that I mean like I'm at 50 and sometimes 45, I shouldn't see that giant leap of frame drops, especially when I'm sitting at 120 and it only drops to 115. That's the same amount of frame drops at a higher frame rate. I don't understand that. So,
yeah,
I don't know. But I guess it's my turn to kind of go with this.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Mine is going to be a bit of a rant. I don't have specialized topics. When I was thinking about this today, I realized a couple things. One, Minecraft Survival Mode is not a survival game. That was the big thing I had to run through my head. Minecraft Survival Mode is a building mode that you can die in. That's okay. If you look at all the other I looked at survival games left and right, and they have all these other things you have to constantly manage: your food, your health, your water, your heat and cold levels, stuff like that. Minecraft doesn't do that, and I don't think Minecraft should do that. I think the simplicity of Minecraft is what makes it such a great game for all ages and all kinds of people. Even non-gaming people like playing Minecraft. So it's kind of the way Sims were before Minecraft came in. Non-gamers could play Sims and enjoy Sims. And then Minecraft came along, and it's like now the same people who were kind of introduced to Sims and kind of liked it have another game where they can easily comprehend and move on to. So everything I'm saying, I'm putting in retrospect that Minecraft Survival Mode is not a survival game. It's a building game that you can die in. That was my first understanding. And I came to it knowing like what everyone says. Hey, add thirst to the game. You need to keep track of your water. And I was like, okay, well now on top of your armor, your building palette, your food, your arrows, maybe your ender chest, you now have to save a spot for water. Is water going to be stackable like food? Or is it going to be like bowls or buckets and stuff like
carry
that?
Carry a bucket around to drink?
Right. So this is just another product. And Minecraft's inventory management is my biggest, hey, you need to fix this part of survival mode. They fixed it in creative mode doing the save toolbars. It makes it very easy to be like, I need this block palette and this block palette. And you can just kind of keep going. That is awesome. That was a genius thing to do in creative mode. And I'd kind of like something like that in Minecraft. Granted, shulker boxes were a huge leap forward. They are the, I guess, game-defining feature in survival mode. I don't know how many times we start a new season and everyone's like, I can't live without my shulker boxes. What the heck is this? This stinks.
Yeah.
I was like that. So shulker boxes were a good step forward. But they're not enough. I think better inventory management, whether that is not so much more slots. I'm okay with the normal 27 slots and a hotbar plus your offhand. But more offhand stuff. Like I think you should have a backpack slot that you have to go into your inventory and click on. But that would then open a secondary 27 spot inventory section. So you're basically able to carry a full double chest with you. I think that would very much help. Because you could be carrying stuff like your ender chest, your arrows, or stuff like that in another section of your inventory so they're not taking up your main building inventory. I think that would help way more than anything else. Yeah. The next big thing I would work on is food. I think food needs an overhaul. We were just talking about this. I used chicken for one season. I've been using golden carrots forever. I'm now using steak. But other than those couple things, I mean, salmon's an okay food. I mean, it's great early game, but once you get a cow farm, or if you have a gold farm and a carrot farm, you have golden carrots. I just don't see the need for almost any other food type. Beetroots, I mean, they're the most versatile food in the game. They can do almost more than anything else. Nobody uses them because they're a horrible food.
True.
So yeah, I think food needs to be in there. It almost needs as much work as inventory management. I think inventory management squeaks it just ahead, because I think Mojang is close. I think if they just look at the shulker box and realize, okay, this was a step in the right direction, let's push it just one more step forward and see what we can do. And I think they'll hit it, and I think it'll be perfect. I have no doubt those guys have some kind of creative way of doing this. So yeah, I have complete faith in them. I think they should work on food after that. No thirst. No, hey, you're wearing too much armor. Your guy's hot in the desert. You're going to lose health now. None of that. Minecraft survival mode is a building mode that you can die in. That's it. So focus on that.
I completely agree with that. I don't like the water idea, mm-hmm. You know, where people feel like if they're thirsty, they should have to drink again. Yeah, that messes with your inventory, you know, mm-hmm. to where you'd have to fix that. I feel like there's more than enough food in the game, but yeah, some improvements to some of the food would definitely be helpful. Maybe, you know, combine some for different dishes. Some are stackable, some aren't stackable.
Yeah, I'm definitely not saying we need to add more food to the game. I think the food we have in the game is pretty good, but I've been yelling it since Honey came out. Honey is this great thing in the game that does almost nothing but make honey blocks. So to be able to combine honey with some food, maybe that gives you a little bit more saturation, would be an awesome idea. Honey-covered beetroots could be the next big fruit or food. Honey and bread. Great idea, Stone Picker. I knew you were in the live chat for a reason. I'm going to call you out right now. I mean, that's a normal food in the world. Putting honey on bread or honey on toast or something like that. So, yeah. Do more stuff like that. That would be ridiculously awesome.
But the only problem with the honey thing is you would have to raise bees. That's my only issue with your honey idea.
You in the fear is, of bees.
You'd have bees around. Yeah, exactly. Maybe I'll have a chef on site or something, someone to do that for me. But yeah, I'm not messing with those bees. I was just thinking of another aspect I would like to.
Okay.
That could better the survival experience just from playing the survival in the Nether is that ambient noises, and how at one point I was like nervous, I was scared to go anywhere because of the sounds and everything. Mm-hmm. And I feel like maybe if you were to go into a cave, maybe you can hear the echoes off the wall.
Yeah.
And you're like actually in the cave, you know, just maybe different sounds, different noises mm-hmm. could help out there also.
Yeah, I can see that. You're saying this, really, and now I'm getting crazy ideas. We're moving a little bit off of the upgrading or improvements for survival experience. I think your sounds, ambient noise, is a great idea. But then that pops in my head. How cool would it be if you're caving and maybe bats now kind of only hang around where they're mobs? So they would kind of become a mob warning device. So it's like, oh, I see bats. Mm. Oh, no, that definitely means there's other mobs around here.
Mm-hmm. And you can maybe hear the echo of the bat down the cave. Mm-hmm. It's not just a, you know, just a quick sound, but like an echo.
Yeah.
I think that would be cool.
I think that would be a very cool thing.
Really put you into the game.
Because
when I was in the Nether, I was, again, I felt like I was there just from those extra noises they added. It was really cool.
Yeah. This just popped in my head also. It's little. I don't think it needs to be worked on as much as anything else. But traveling in survival mode, basically, once you get the elytra, there's no reason to do anything else. And honestly, I love elytras. Mm-hmm. I understand why nobody uses anything else once they get an elytra. They are absolutely awesome. But to have something that could kind of compete with an elytra would be really nice. I don't know how you would do it at all. But just to have other options could be very cool.
Yeah, the only thing beyond the Elytra is like a flying mob, really. I mean, to give you not only flying, but maybe an attack ability.
And there's the setup, red dragons.
Yeah. I mean, it all seems, every episode seems to point towards those freaking dragons. But mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are the end all, be all mob for Minecraft. I just yawned.
And I wasn't there. Like, I was, he yawned after your red dragon speech. But yeah, like the thing, I heard you mention red dragons a long time ago, and I'm like, yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea. They'll never do it, mm-hmm. but that wouldn't be a bad idea. But now, the more I think about it, like, man, it could definitely be implemented mm-hmm. in the game and have a lot of cool abilities. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to go past the end, beyond the end, there it is.
Yeah, I think red dragons would be great. I know I keep going on this topic, and some people might be tired of talking about red dragons, but if you really think about it, it doesn't have to be a red dragon, but more rideable mobs in general could be really cool. And I like how Mojang is starting to definitely lead towards more fantasy-type mobs, so I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Like, the Nether update proved to me that they're not scared to just go out there and put crazy stuff in there. Like, you look back at 1.9 when they did the end update. That was a huge update at the time. But you look at it now, that update didn't age well. Like, 2 years after 1.9 update came out, it's just like, the things you remember the most from it. Elytras, shulker boxes, and combat change.
Mm-hmm.
No one really cares about end cities or end rods or core's fruit.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't get the shulker boxes, like, right away. It took time for the shulker boxes to be implemented.
Yeah. And let's not forget, elytras were pretty worthless until rockets were able to propel.
Yep.
I know Hermitcraft was using punch two bows to kind of work their way around, but you had to be pretty good
mm-hmm.
to do that. And
you need two bows on you.
Yeah. So I didn't do that kind of
stuff. One fighting bow.
Exactly. And so the fact that with this Nether update, they've thrown every idea at it, and it's working, I very much am excited to see what they do next. Honestly, I know people keep yelling for a cave update, but I could care less whatever it is, because this shows me that anything they touch is probably going to be gold.
Yeah, and Mojang, whoa.
Yeah, whoa, Yimbo.
I haven't said Mojang since I don't know when, but I was going to say, in Mojang, we trust. I know they're going to make really good decisions. They already improved the survival experience of the Nether. Let's hopefully they can get to the overworld eventually. Hopefully they can take, you know, some ideas we've shared and use some of those. But if not, I'm sure their ideas are better.
And like I said, I know people are clamoring for a cave update, and I'd be excited for a cave update. But at the same time, if they came out and said, you know what, we're going to go to the end and do what we did to the Nether in the end, I don't think anybody would complain. Well, I tell you, you probably get a couple people complain, but I think the majority of people will be excited.
Mm-hmm. Once they see what's in store, yeah, it's definitely some excitement. But yeah, every time there's a change, there's always some people who are like, oh, this isn't Minecraft anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like every update, oh, this doesn't feel like Minecraft anymore. It's just the adjustment.
Yeah.
In my opinion, as soon as you adjust,
it's... Well, that's what everyone said about the Elytra. Elytras don't feel like Minecraft because mm-hmm. you're flying now. And I was...
Yeah, you broke the game.
Yeah, I'm excited for it because Minecraft has been such like a medieval style game for so long. Now we're starting to get more blocks and more creative abilities. It's like, oh, we're finally moving out of one genre of building type, and we don't have to stretch our imagination to build another. Mojang's just like, or Mojang. See, you got me doing it now, Yimbo. They're just like,
oh, sorry.
Yeah, take this palette. It's like Oprah. You get a modern design. You get a modern design. Here, you can stay in the medieval design. Everybody gets all these creative designs.
And a lot of SMPs are doing that now. They're having districts mm-hmm. where you can build, you know, those certain kind of palettes.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool idea.
Yeah, but I think that's gotta go for today. I totally messed up that line, but before Jimbo reads us out, I want to say a huge thank you to all of our patrons who are supporting our show. Our milk level patrons are Omni, Croc, Obeep, Stone Figure, and Viperous Tuna. If you guys would also like to get access to exclusive benefits and hours of extra content each month, considering joining us at patreon.com/thewithering effect.
And if you enjoyed this show, you can share it with all of your friends and on social media. If you listen on Spotify, follow us, or if you listen on Apple Podcasts, leave us a nice review. Doing any of these really helps the show reach more listeners. If you'd like to get in contact with us, send an email to podcast@rippleeffectsmp.com. Tweet us, leave a voice message, or join our Discord where you can have a chat with everyone who works on the show and fellow listeners. All the links are in the show notes.
This show has been brought to you by Jimbo and myself, but also our digital producer, Carl. He helps make sure the show ends up where it should be and not where it should be. I couldn't think of anything creative this time, guys. I'm so sorry.
I thought you were going to say Carl's making a shirt. I'm like, what?
No. The amazing music you hear in the intro and outro is created by the one and only Decoy. Everyone's social media info can be found down in the show notes. You guys have been awesome. Thank you so much for getting withered with us. Go drink your milk. Bye.
See you guys.